listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes from Beacon Wealth Advisory. And if you would like to tune in to this show or any of our past shows, you can visit us online at beaconwealthadvisory.com. We invite you to check out our past podcasts by going out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and we are now on YouTube. I can't believe it. It's great. So if you go out to YouTube, please go out and subscribe to our Retirement Today channel, and you will be able to view this video and past videos as well. So we have a big show today. You'll want to stay tuned. We're going to talk about the five biggest mistakes that people make when they roll over their 401k. But before we get going, I want to say hello and welcome my co-hosts. I get two co-hosts today. This is so great. Of course, I have Tony Shore. He's been doing the show with me for some time. And one of my newer co-hosts, Jacqueline Gladhill. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? Anything fun, either of you?
Well, I'll go first. I know Jacqueline always has a lot to talk about. Her life is exciting compared to mine. I did go on a little trip recently, Jenna.
Wow.
In fact, I was in New England. I had never been to Maine or New Hampshire, that area, but spent some time there this past week. And beautiful. I went to, it was both business and pleasure. Saw some old friends, met an advisor that I'd worked with in the past, and just had a great time. I had the best lobster roll I have ever eaten in my life.
Wow.
Of course, it's fresh, and it was right at the lighthouse in Portland, Maine. Oh. Fresh caught that day. So just
nice.
Amazing. Jenna, have you spent time in the New England states?
No, but I have a friend that has gone there quite a bit, and she posts all these pictures on Facebook, and I've been wanting to go there. So thank you for sharing. I'll put that on my vacation list.
I would recommend it to any of our listeners out there. Portland, Maine is a great place to go. Portsmouth, that whole area is nice. Now, how about you, Jacqueline? What have you
done?
Yeah, this last weekend, I went on a women's retreat for the first time. Ooh. So that was, you know, a great experience.
Wow.
You know, being surrounded by other women, and hearing from each other's experiences. And that was in Wisconsin. So Siren, Wisconsin.
Oh, very nice.
And of course, I got some sun over the weekend and into this week. The nice weather is, you know, it's like upper mid 70s right now.
Yeah, that's great.
So, you know, I just got to get outside and get that tan started.
Yes, yes. I'm actually from Wisconsin, so I'm glad to hear you were out there. That's great. It's nice this time of the year. You don't want to go there in the winter, of course, right?
Yes. Well, right. I mean, it's not much different.
Than Minnesota, of course. Minnesota, as Tony says, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, definitely Minnesota. Well, that sounds great. That's fun. A women's retreat. As you two talk, I felt like you're starting to talk about women's retreats. I'm just fading.
Oh,
you know that meme where, you know, Homer fades into the bushes.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to me here on this show, I'm afraid.
No, you're included.
You're the center of the attention right now.
Yeah, you should be happy about this, right?
Yeah. For people viewing this on YouTube, I am in the center square. I feel like Hollywood Squares, and it's I feel like Monkey in the Middle. We're playing a game of Monkey in the Middle, and of course, yes, I'm the monkey here. So, but let's dive into this topic. I think you've got a good one for us. 401k rollover mistake.
Yes.
When people roll over, whether it's any type of retirement account, we say 401k, but 403b, there are other types of retirement accounts, but rolling them over, you can make very costly mistakes.
Yes.
And I know. And I think that that's great. But wait, first, before we jump into that, I didn't ask you, Jenna, and we talked about what we did. You actually took a little trip recently, right?
Yeah.
Did you have a staycation? Well, you didn't travel too far, though, did you?
Yeah, no, not too far. We actually went to Chicago last weekend and got to see some family. So that was really fun. But the hotel we were staying at, which we didn't know, was actually having a line dancing conference. And my husband was like, oh my gosh, we're in trouble, because I absolutely love to dance. That was always what I did in high school, college, took 16 years actually of ballet, tap and jazz. So I was just in my element because there were all these dancers there and they were having competitions at the hotel. So we got to see family, but also do some dancing. So it was great. It was so much fun. I said to my husband, when we retire, I really would like you to consider taking dance lessons with me. And he kind of looked at me funny. And then I think after this weekend, he might be open to it.
I hear an agreement going on.
Yes. Yes.
Really? Yeah.
It was fun.
I thought maybe he had changed his plans so he would never retire.
That's funny. No, yeah. We had so much fun. And it wasn't just country music. It was like all different types of music. And gosh, it was so fun. So
they had, you know, it's like the old saying, they had both kinds of music, country and Western.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That's yes. Absolutely.
Well, but Jenna, where do you want to start on the topic today?
Yeah, well, I think first it's really important for people to just understand what a 401k rollover is. You know, I think the average person, believe it or not, according to most of the statistics I've read, usually they have about 12 jobs throughout their lifetime, and they're not always with the same company. So whenever you leave a company, or you retire, obviously, you have the freedom to either keep your 401k at the old employer, or you can transfer it, roll it over to a traditional IRA or some sort of tax advantaged retirement plan. So that's just the basics. You're taking your 401k, 403b, TSP, and just transferring it from your old employer to a traditional IRA. And what people don't know, have any of you heard of in-service distributions at all?
I have not.
Okay.
I've heard of it. What is an in-service distribution?
Well, back when a lot of people were losing money in Enron, you probably remember this, the story that was on the news years ago, the government loosened up the 401k laws. And so now with most 401k plans, if you are over the age of 59 and a half and you're still working at a company, you have the freedom to actually take that 401k while you're still working and transfer it to a traditional IRA or another tax-advantaged retirement account. And some people like to do that because they have more options on the investment side than what their current employer offers. And they may want just more active management, more choices. And most of those 401k plans will still allow you to contribute into that 401k while you're still working. But a lot of people don't realize that they can actually roll out a 401k most times into an IRA while they're working. Now, you do have to check with your HR person to make sure your plan allows for it. But there's a lot of opportunities in life where people may have to roll over a 401k, right, guys?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think that that comes up a lot, especially as you get older. A lot of people are working longer and longer. And
right. So
that opportunity is going to be there. I know it is for me. I mean, I plan on doing this as long as my voice holds out. So
exactly.
I'll probably end up rolling some over when I hit that age and get over 59 and a half. And then you have freedom to do a lot with it.
You do.
59 and a half. So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I think that's fantastic. Now, there are obviously a lot of opportunities for people to expand. You have more options if you roll it out of a 401k.
Right.
You're somewhat limited in a 401k. So, right? I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, usually you only have, you know, mutual funds, stocks, maybe a money market. And you have to really choose the options that the employer has. I mean, it's not like you can really buy gold usually in a 401k or AI stocks. I mean, maybe some of them have it, but there is just a lot more options if you move from a 401k to a traditional IRA and have it more actively managed.
Sure. Sure. Well, I'll ask the first question here. What is the first mistake that you see people make?
This is a big one. So the first mistake that I see people make is when they are getting ready to roll over their 401k, which usually you do with your financial advisor over the phone, or sometimes they let you do it online. They request what's called an indirect rollover. And that's where the company will actually make the rollover check payable to you as the employee and send that check directly to your house. Okay. And what happens is if you get that rollover check and it's sent directly to your house, they are going to withhold 20% for taxes. It's called a mandatory tax withholding. And so let's say you have a $500,000 401k. Okay. And they make the check payable to you. It's an indirect rollover. You get this check. Well, you go and give it to the new IRA company. But if you don't have $100,000 sitting around in your bank account to then go deposit into the new IRA, you guys, they're going to get taxed on $100,000 if you can't do that. And not only that, if you're under 59 and a half, you get that 10% IRS tax penalty.
Ouch.
So it is very important to not request an indirect 401k rollover, because again, too, you only have 60 days to redeposit it. But if you can do a direct transfer where you call the 401k company and they just directly transfer it from the old 401k to the new IRA that you have set up. So if it's a Fidelity 401k, they make the check payable to Charles Schwab, if that's where it's going. And they just send it directly from Fidelity over to the new custodian, which is Charles Schwab. You really want to try to avoid having them send you that check first, because it can cause a lot of problems. So I really recommend doing a direct, it's called a trustee to trustee transfer, just going right from the 401k company over to the traditional IRA company. It's just a lot cleaner that way.
Yeah, it sounds like working with a financial advisor is critical in this aspect, in this step, yeah. Right?
Yes.
And so, you know, how do you avoid these potential tax issues if you request the 401k rollover incorrectly?
Well, you can run into some real problems, and that's why it is, like you said, so important to work with someone that understands all these tax laws. And Tony, you and I joke around about Ed Slott, but he really is brilliant when it comes to tax law. And I've gone to a lot of his trainings throughout the year, and what's fun is he actually finds humor in the tax code, which I love.
It's not an easy thing to do.
I know. He has a gift of like finding it interesting and explaining it in an easy way. But you really want to work with an advisor that understands how tax laws work within your retirement plan. If not, it can cause a really big problem. Mm-hmm. And the 60-day thing is really the second biggest mistake that I see people make. So let's say you do request an indirect rollover. They make the check payable to you. You only have 60 days to redeposit that into the new custodian or the IRA, or you're going to be taxed on the whole thing. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, 60 days seems like a long time, but it can go pretty quick, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It flies by, especially you get busy with life. And the next thing you know, you think, oh, I got plenty of time. That's a couple of months. But a couple of months can go by huge. And you don't want to miss that 60-day deadline. That brings me to another question, and that is how many indirect 401k rollovers can somebody do in a year?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you have requested the check as an indirect rollover, which most companies kind of naturally do that when you call them, they want to make the check payable to you instead of the other custodian directly, you can only do one indirect rollover per 12-month period. And so here's where people get this mixed up. And this would be natural to do. Okay. They say, oh, well, I'm going to do a 401k rollover in December. And then next year in January, I'm going to roll over some more. Well, it's not based on a calendar year. It's based on a 12-month fiscal year. So if you roll it over in December, you have to wait till the following December to do another rollover, or you can have a major tax issue on your hands. So again, those indirect rollovers can really be a problem. In fact, I'll tell you just a quick story. And actually Ed shared this at one of his trainings. There was this big case in Beverly Hills, huge rollover, where one of the financial advisors requested the indirect rollover and then didn't get it in within 60 days. And they made a whole bunch of other errors as well. And there were all these, you know, high-end attorneys and CPAs that got involved, and they went to tax court to try to fight it. Well, guess what? They lost. And because really none of their excuses held up in court. And the client actually passed away during the court proceedings, and their beneficiaries ended up having to pay over $1 million in taxes and penalties just because the rollover was done wrong. Can you believe that?
Oh my wow. gosh.
Yeah, that's, I know.
So doing the rollover as a direct trustee to trustee transfer sounds like it's so important.
Yes.
How would people get a hold of you to schedule a consultation to get advice on this?
Yes. So you really don't want to try to do this on your own, which so many people try to be self-sufficient and just go online and, oh, I'll just do the rollover online, or I'll just call the company and do it myself. I have the new account number and all that. You would really want to work with a financial advisor, someone that truly understands all these tax laws so that you don't make any of these major mistakes. So yes, to answer your question, Jacqueline, people can either go out to our website, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com, or they can give us a call at 1-800-994-8993, and we'd be happy to take a look at their 401k or any other investments to give them some advice on this. But this is not something you want to try to go at on your own, for sure.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I can get that. So what about if somebody has company stock? Yes. And because a lot of companies at least used to, and some still do, offer stock options. So yep. Within that retirement plan or that 401k, what if they have company stock in there?
Yeah.
Special rules for that?
There is. Well, most financial advisors, if they're not aware of how to take care of a company stock within 401k, will just call the 401k company with the employee and just, you know, do the regular rollover process. Hey, we want to roll it over to a traditional IRA and go from there. But if they do that, they are missing out on a huge, and I mean huge, tax planning opportunity. It depends on the situation, but if there's a lot of company stock in there, they need to at least look at what's called the NUA, net unrealized appreciation option, because that could be a way to move a portion of that 401k and the company stock a lot better. And an example of that, I had an executive recently came in who had quite a bit of stock within her 401k plan. And again, if we would have just rolled that over to a traditional IRA and she started living off that in retirement, she was like in a 30% plus federal tax rate range, and that wasn't really going to change that much in retirement. But what we did to help her is we elected to take the net unrealized appreciation, NUA, before we rolled it over. We did an analysis on this, and the reason it was better is because she was able to take that company stock out, pay capital gains tax rates, which are much lower, like 15 to 20%, instead, which would result in a much lower tax burden down the road. So here's how that actually went. She had a 401k. The total was $800,000. Okay. But $400,000 of that was company stock. So like half of it. What her cost basis was, what she put in was $50,000. And over that 20-year period, the company stock had gained $350,000 in value. So by us selecting the NUA election before we did the rollover, we sent the $400,000 in the company stock within her 401k, the after to an after-tax brokerage account, as opposed to the rollover traditional IRA. She did have to pay tax on the $50,000 cost basis. The $350,000 in unrealized gain, which is company stock, was sitting in an individual brokerage account. And so again, instead of getting taxed on that eventually at her ordinary income tax rates, which were, you know, again, 30% plus, she was thrilled that half of that, practically, of that 401k, she could pay at long-term capital gains tax rates instead. So that's a huge long-term savings for her. Obviously, the rest of it, we had to roll to a traditional IRA. But that's just one little thing that people miss that could be a major tax savings for somebody with a lot of company stocks. So a big mistake is they don't check out the NUA option before rolling it over.
Right. So you mentioned the rest of the 401k there, the balance that's left that wasn't in company stock. What did you do with that portion again?
Yeah, you just roll that to a traditional IRA, like a trustee to trustee transfer where, you know, hey, if it's at the Fidelity 401k, we roll it to the traditional IRA at Charles Schwab and we make the check again payable directly to Charles Schwab for her benefit so that it's a direct trustee to trustee transfer rollover. It's a straight transfer from one company to the next. It did not go to her first and they didn't make it payable to her first. So that's a huge mistake that people make, not taking advantage of that if there's a lot of company stock within a 401k plan.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the next big mistake that people often make?
Ooh, I like this one. This is a big one. You know, everybody loves Roth IRAs, right?
Yep, because they're tax-free in retirement, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you'd much rather have some of your money growing tax-free than completely taxable when you're taking it out, right? So the fifth biggest mistake that we see people make is not taking advantage of rolling over after-tax contributions within a 401k. Sometimes when people are contributing into a 401k, they do have some after-tax contributions. Usually it's not a whole lot, but even if it's, you know, a third of their 401k, it can make a big difference. They can either take it as a distribution when you're rolling it over, or what most people do, which is a huge opportunity, is they take the after-tax contributions. Now, you can't take the earnings and do this, but you take the after-tax contributions and you can roll that tax-free into a Roth IRA. So then those after-tax contributions are growing tax-free, right? Which is great. As long as the Roth IRA has been in existence for at least 5 years, when you take it out, it's considered tax-free. Now, the rest of the earnings on the after-tax contribution and also the pre-tax portion, you do have to roll directly to a traditional IRA. But why wouldn't you want to take advantage if you can roll some of that into a Roth? And a lot of people miss that. A lot of advisors do not know that you can take the after-tax portion of a IRA or 401k and roll it into an IRA. So then what happens if they roll it all into an IRA, Tony, and they're taking money out, Jacqueline? It's all taxable again, right? So it would make a
they've double taxed.
Yes. Yeah. So you got to roll the after tax portion into a Roth.
Before we move on, I know Jacqueline has another question for you, but I had a 401k where they made me take a check, right? A direct transfer. And then I put it into the new 401k.
Yep.
I believe they withheld money and I paid taxes on that money. So is that what you're talking about? Would that count as money that I've taxed or no?
No. It's just great question. So you must have done an indirect rollover like we were talking about, which is a real pain. It's actually when people are making contributions, it's not quite as common nowadays, but we do run into it from time to time. Sometimes people are actually making some after-tax contributions into the 401k. Usually it's like if somebody has a $400,000 401k, we might see, $50,000 to $100,000 of it or something is kind of like an average where there's just a little bit of after-tax contributions that went in there.
Sure.
That portion you can actually roll to a Roth. And so if the advisor doesn't take the time to really ask when you call in, like, hey, are there any after-tax contributions within this 401k? You miss out on having a portion of that go into a Roth IRA. And if it all goes into a traditional IRA, now it's double taxed, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'd never heard anyone talk about that before.
Wow. Well, Ed's a smart guy. He taught me a lot. Well, so that's where I learned it.
Yeah. So Jenna, do people fill out the rollover paperwork on their own?
A lot of times they try to do that because they think, well, I know that, you know, they've gone to an advisor and they've set up like a new traditional IRA at another custodian, and they, you know, look online and they see, oh, I've got the account number. I'm just going to do this paperwork myself online, or I'm just going to call and give them the new account number. Well, if you don't work with a financial advisor, the average person out there probably wouldn't think to ask about, you know, do I have any after-tax contributions in there that I could roll over to a Roth? Because guess what? A lot of times the company doesn't offer that up unless you ask them. Isn't that interesting? Wow. So you really don't want to try to do a 401k all on your own. I think it's so important to work with someone so that understands it.
Yeah, no kidding. And you mentioned indirect and direct. With the indirect, how many, you know, what's the timeline with that?
Yeah. So again, the indirect rollovers, kind of like what Tony talked about, where they make the check payable to you as the employee, then you have to go and deposit it into the new company. You can only do one per 12-month period. So if you did a rollover in December, you couldn't go do it again right in January. Like I said before, you'd have to wait 12 months from the last time you did a rollover. However, if you just do the direct transfer, the trustee to trustee transfer, where they go directly from the 401k at Fidelity and they transfer it directly to the traditional IRA at Schwab, you can do as many of those as you want in a year. It's just if you do it indirectly, where they make the check payable to you, you get it at your house, you have to deposit it, have the 20% withholding and do all that. If you do an indirect rollover, you can only do one every 12 months. Great question. I'm glad you asked that again.
Yeah. Yeah. And you only, with the indirect, you only have 60 days, right? To get it.
Yes. And people miss it. And I think I have heard there's some like private ruling letter where you can try to send it in and say, oh, you know, something happened during that 60 day period where I missed it. But I think Ed was saying that the average cost for a CPA to do a letter like that is like $10,000. So, you know, why would you even want to mess with missing that 60 day deadline? Because it can cause some tax issues and you might have to spend a lot with a CPA and there's no guarantee they'll even accept it. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, we all carry cell phones, so you can set enough reminders on there, right?
Yes. Yes, I know. Yes.
Going on. Again, why risk it? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wouldn't want to do any of this without working with somebody like yourself, a financial service professional, to sort it all out, because the mistakes, the cost is too great. Somebody could, depending on their situation, could derail their retirement by making some of these mistakes by not working with someone like yourself, Jenna.
You are correct. And I've actually heard of that happening. So I truly believe if you're doing a rollover, you have to work with a financial advisor that understands these rules for sure.
And how do we get a hold of you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You can go out to our website, beaconwealthadvisory.com. Again, that's beaconwealthadvisory.com. And you can sign up for a consultation there and then we'll call you to get something on the calendar. You can also sign up for a workshop that we do usually one or two a month. Or we would love it if you just give our office a call and come in for a personal consultation. Usually we'll give you a second opinion on your 401k plan and just go through all your options with that plan. And our phone number is 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993.
All right. That sounds great. What do you think? Yep.
I mean, it's not, I'm worried about taxes, but I know with Jenna, I got it. I can have it taken care of.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, obviously, like we talked about, there are some really big mistakes that people make. So we truly want to help and make sure you avoid those, because you can either miss some big tax planning opportunities or cause a major tax nightmare. Again, if you don't do the 401k rollover properly.
Yeah, that's huge. Well, Jenna, thank you so much once again. And Jacqueline, co-host, great to have Jacqueline
here
as well. But that does it for today's episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.